Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Pancakes, make bacon pancakes. I put the bacon to pancakes. Bacon pancakes!
I can't stop it! Where's the thing gone?
No! This isn't in the song.
There it is.
Hello and welcome to Taco Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Gay.
And this is episode 23.
So I just realised, right, when I make videos for my job, which is to make videos, and I say I'm Kate, Americans think I'm saying I'm gay. So I've had to pronounce the T way more than I used to. I used to be like, hey, I'm Kate.
Hi, Kate.
So they're all like, she's gay.
It's like, it's a bold statement, but fair enough.
My name does not sound like gay. My last name, sure. Yeah, it's like one letter off gay.
Hello, I'm Kate. I'm gay, gay.
I mean, I don't say my last name.
Oh, okay,
but it makes me think like I should, because then they'll know that I don't know. Anyway,
so now
I'm
you have
Kate.
To say Kate.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, I'm Kate, and this is news. And I sound like such an idiot. Yeah. Anyway, so that's me. I'm gay.
Cool.
What?
What did you say?
So, what have you been up to?
We just made pancakes.
Pancakes! Hence the song.
Yeah, hence the bacon pancake song. It was good. I was on pancake duty and Kate was...
I was... Cake? Cake. That's different. Yeah. That's a new one.
Kate was making the bacon.
Yeah, so together we are bacon pancakes.
Bacon pancakes.
Beautiful.
They were good.
I had one with bacon and blueberries made by you.
Yep.
I was sitting down at that point, so... I'm trying to cross my legs, but there's not enough room.
Yeah, we've trapped ourselves behind this little coffee table that we use.
Inside the cage that we sit in to record podcasts.
What we do is we make a little fort outside of, you know, out of like sheets.
You see, okay, you're joking, but that's...
Isn't that what you're meant to do to get good sound quality?
That's what we've been doing for voiceovers while our studio's being built. We have a cardboard box fort with a blanket over the top.
Wow.
We've called it Fort Voiceover.
This is an insight into the GameSpot office.
It's gone now. I'm really sad. Because you used to have to climb over all the studio equipment to get into the cardboard... I forgot words. Into the fort. And then it was all dark inside, so you had to, like, switch on a little light.
Oh. This reminds me... Did you ever watch... Whenever I went to America as a kid...
Yeah.
I loved American Kid TV. And there was a thing called Out of the Box. Did you ever see that? And I had a song of out of the box, out of the box. You take one box, put it all together. I'm going to stop now. But it carried on like that. And it's basically a bunch of people that just created a big fort out of a box. They went inside and they like did shit. I don't know.
So at school we had a lot of weird, like, I think they were educational videos, but they all had a plot. So there was one called like Time Warp, I think.
Oh,
it was about an alien that like crash landed, and like at the end, after they'd done like maths together or whatever,
well, of course
he just walked into the sea, I think.
Is it like that where they like slowly walk into the water and kills himself?
Well, he was an alien, so I think it was okay, I guess. And there was another one which I think genuinely might have helped stem like my love of classics.
Oh,
it was called like The Lost Keys. And it was, like, you know, regular educational videos where they're like, let's sing about how to spell difficult words.
Yes.
But it was told through this kind of, like, weird story about the Romans, I think, and these keys. And they had, like, this tiny box that was shaped like I want to say the Pantheon?
Okay.
You know, like a temple. and the keys went in the box and opened the box. I don't remember what was in the box. Probably a really hard word to spell.
Why would that be in a box?
I don't know.
It doesn't hold up.
I always got really confused about, like, there was this old man and he was, like, teaching his, like, grandchildren or something about the keys and archaeology, but
this sounds
like all the puzzles were like, oh, how do you spell plow? And they'd be like, oh, granddad, we can help! We just learned this! And then they'd spell it, and then everyone would be like, whoa, you guys are so clever. You solved the puzzle that the Romans set. They were really smart.
Wait, why did the Romans set all these word puzzles?
I don't remember.
This sounds like a kind of like a Tomb Raider thing, where she's going through a tomb, and if for some reason the tombs all have puzzles in them.
Yeah, but like, they're all spelling.
Yeah, but Lara, do you know how to spell plow?
Or like slightly difficult maths.
Yeah.
And my favourite one, by far, was one called Through the Dragon's Eye.
Ooh.
So there was these kids, it starts off, these kids are painting a mural on their school wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Proper 90s stuff as well, like everyone's
90s.
And they're painting a dragon on the wall.
Yeah.
And then they go into the dragon's eye. Ooh. And the dragon's like, I need your help, children.
I don't like this.
So they go into the world and he's like, Chan has stolen all the, I want to say Vita cores. I think that's what they're called. They're basically big glowy shapes.
Did your teacher
shapes.
Just give up on teaching you?
She just gave us loads of like LSD.
And it was this dragon.
This was like rainy days. Like on rainy days, apparently teachers can't teach on rainy days. Oh no, it would have been when we were meant to be outside
meant
playing.
To be doing things.
Genius.
Yeah.
Basically he stole the Vita cores, which power the world that the dragon lives in. And I don't remember what happens, but it involved doing, you know, spelling.
Jesus Christ. I had a friend of mine was in London for a while doing some, like, internship things.
Yeah.
And she came round one evening, and we ended up on the topic. I can't even remember how, but she was saying how at her school, like, I think we got onto the song Cotton Eye Joe. You know the song Cotton Eye Joe?
Who does
by the Rednecks. Yeah, exactly. Yes. She was
I didn't know who was by.
By the Redneck. Come on, Kate. And she was kind of saying, oh God, you know, this song haunts me. And I was like, why does it haunt you? And she was like, well, like every year, maybe twice a year at school, like the PE lesson, they would just...
Oh God.
They would put Cotton Eye Joe on repeat.
What?
And
they
just have to dance to it. Songs they always played was they put Cotton Eye Joe, Sound of the Underground, and Men in Black on repeat, like just constantly, and
oh
they just
God.
Have to like create a dance. And I was like, what?
Why?
I don't know. That was a PE.
So on the topic of creepy things we used to do as children,
yes.
One of the girls I work with today was like, oh, do you guys know water babies? And we were like, the what?
The water babies.
So this is the Water Babies, which she made us listen to. It's really creepy. Roars around the ocean, looking for water babies to enslave. It's a shark. He's going to eat some children.
Take some back to sharp. Have you ever heard of Water Babies?
No.
It's a really famous old book.
I really want it to get to the song because
I'm not going to say it.
This is a Scottish lobster.
And this is like a shit little mermaid.
Yeah. If you can understand a thing he's saying,
no.
You're very lucky, because I've for some reason got subtitles on, and the subtitles are like, well, I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
I don't know what he's
the
saying.
The Water Babies, Charles Kingsley, 1863. There you go.
Well, no wonder it's so creepy.
Yeah, no wonder it's weird. Because I was watching, in preparation for one of my seminars, I had to watch, like, an hour of a really oddly dour, well, it was World War II... kind of propaganda films made...
British propaganda?
British, yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
It was kind of like, and really, it was, one of them was like a slightly conceptual one called, I think it's Listen to Britain, or Listen to London.
Oh God.
And it's basically just all these noises, and it's terrifying.
Sorry, just London noises.
Well, it's like London noises, but also there's like, it has like random like video snippets, and you should definitely, I think it's 1942, I think. But yeah, and so there's a bit where, like, it's just all these random bits, and it goes between being incredibly creepy to almost Disney-esque in, like, one sweep. So, like, there's a bit where, like, there's all these factory workers just singing, and I was like, okay, right. And there's a bit where all of a sudden there's, like, a ring of children, and they're doing this weird little creepy dance. And then a woman is like staring at them, looking out a window, and then she's staring at them, and then she just looks to the side, and there's a photograph of a man in a kilt. And she's just looking at her wistfully, and I was like sat there, like alone in my room.
What's the message?
Yeah, I was just like, I have no idea what's going on.
Britain's like, great, don't be a Nazi.
Wait, and there's another one where it's called London Can Take It, and it's basically.
Oh my god, that's like an anal sex thing.
London Can Take It.
Go on, book. Put it in harder, London Can Take It.
It pretty much was. It's this guy, and he's going like, it's like, you know, just like watching like, you know, just films of civilians getting on a bus and stuff, and he's like, the bombs will come. And it's really oddly dour for like a voiceover from the 40s, like, the bombs will come, and they will destroy houses, and they will kill people. Some of these people that you now see standing before you. I was like, why is this?
They all die.
This isn't motivational.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went slightly insane watching that. But all propaganda films are the best things ever.
I'm trying to remember. I watched Dam Busters over Christmas. It's such a long film.
I've never seen it.
For the one scene that you know is going to happen, because A, it happened in real life, and B, everyone's seen the Dam Busters like a million times. So it's like an hour of people just being like, we should drop bombs. And they go, but how do you drop bombs?
But water!
How do we do? And they go, oh, I got an idea. The bird's like, boing. And they're like, wow, let's test it in a pool. And then they do. And then it works. And then a couple of people are like, will it work? And then there's some racism.
Of course, yeah.
The dog is called the N-word.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
Because it's a black dog.
Oh, no.
It's like really uncomfortable because they're like saying it and they're like, oh, you're such a good boy, and you're like, ah,
no.
Like I'm sitting with like all these old people who were like, yes, that's a great name for a dog, and I'm just like, ah.
It's like when you see like old like Tintin comics and stuff, like Tintin and the Congo. It's like, oh god, this is so horrifically racist.
But then they drop the bombs and it's fine. I think the dog dies. It gets run over for no reason.
Oh, that's
like,
sad.
It's nothing to do with the story. It's just like the dog dies, and they're like, well, now we've got to destroy those Nazi scum. Wait, when's the Dam Busters set? That must be World War II.
Yeah,
it's planes.
It is.
So I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we've got to destroy that dam because for the dog.
Wait, there was planes for the last 2 years of the First World War, but the bouncing bomb was set
in
World War.
That's pretty advanced, isn't it? And, you know, racism.
You know.
Oh, God. So yeah, guys, I'm going to give Dam Busters like a 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a Toku podcast recommended watch.
Not a gold star for Dam Busters.
Listen to the music and just like think about planes and that'll probably be enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You could probably, just like sing some songs to yourself and kind of go.
Racism. Yeah, just that's basically the entire film summed up in like 5 seconds.
Pretty much. What else have you been watching? Have you just been watching old racist films, as usual?
I mean, that was Christmas. That was ages ago.
Oh, okay.
I've been watching American Horror Story, which we've been talking about.
Yes.
And I really like it.
Yeah.
And
you're
it's
up
really
to
cool.
the second season?
I've just started. Oh, well, I'm probably like 5 episodes in. I kind of
binged
it a little
bit. Oh, yeah. I did. Like, in my first year of uni, we used to gather in one person's room and just watch like half a series in a night.
See, I went to the gym, which is a new thing I'm doing.
Good,
I'm trying
good.
That.
Yeah.
It's all the rage.
gym
and I have
thing.
Gym stories too.
Ooh,
yay.
Exciting.
So I went to the gym and then I came back and then I made pancakes for my house. And then I was like, well, I've done so much. It must be time for bed. Got into bed and it was like 10 o'clock. And I was like, oh, what do I do now? That's way too early to go to sleep. I don't go to sleep till like 2 at the moment. So I was like, well, that's 4 hours of TV that I can watch. So I binged it. And it was fine.
Cool. How are you finding it?
The gym or the TV?
Both, why not?
The TV is nice. I was expecting it that it would be really jump scary and like creepy.
Yeah.
But it's got creepy moments.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like atmospherically creepy, but it's not that jump scary
but
at all.
Basically what
which
I
good,
find,
I hate that.
If I'm doing cross stitch at the same time, it's not scary.
Yes.
Because like if I can sense a scary moment coming up, I'm like, ooh, look at cross stitch.
See,
look
I did it. Well, I watched it. There's 3 of us who used to watch it together. Like,
yeah.
We used to sit on this little single bed, like with a blanket between us.
Oh, that's so cute.
Like turn the lights off.
Oh,
like,
no.
And like really intently watch it. So
okay.
I got really freaked out because you know, you like wind each other up.
Oh.
And you know, if one person's scared, then you're kind of like, oh. So by the end of it, we were just all like, oh my god. Even though if I probably watched it now,
I mean, I kind of want to do that, like blankets and lights off.
Yeah,
we do that.
Yeah, we can.
Yay!
Do that.
I'll be honest though, I started.
Them, so
that's cool. Yeah. As long as you're fine with rewatching, like from the second. I don't want to watch the first one yet, but we can do that.
Yes,
eventually. But like, I started the second series, and I was like, I'm totally ready. I'm totally ready to see all the same actors because they like recast them in every single one, and that's nice. But then it started with the guy from Maroon 5, and I was just like, wait,
yeah,
what?
That's a really... Adam Levine?
Yeah, I mean, he's just like all the hot and being like, hey, I'm the guy from Maroon 5. And I was like, oh, well, you're going to die, but cool, okay. And then he died. Yeah. And I was like, boo.
I remember my friend recommended her parents watch. She was really enjoying it. She was like, oh, you know, said to her parents, oh, you should watch it. It's really good.
Yeah.
They started with the first episode of the second series, which is just Adam Levine furiously banging a lady in the old house. And they were just like, why did you recommend
there's a lot of... She's that like, first episode, not much happens. It's kind of like the start of Shutter Island, where it's kind of like, got it, mental asylum.
Yeah.
Everything's going kind of bad. Cool, can we get to the murders, please?
Yeah. And,
oh, it takes ages to get going. Not enough murders. That's my rating.
Not enough murders?
4 out of 5, not enough murders. Need
not
more murders. Because Murder House, the first series...
Oh, yeah.
Everyone gets murdered.
Well, it's in the title.
I mean, they start, like, the first maybe 5 episodes are kind of like, oh, one murder there.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe another one. Maybe one happened 30 years ago. It gets halfway in and then it's like, and then everybody died for basically no reason. And you're just like, oh, okay.
Cool.
Like, the last episode, like... 50 people died.
It's insane. And then we got to a point where, because we watched it again, the three of us, and we were like, wait a second, who's dead? Mm-hmm. I can't tell who's dead and who's alive anymore.
Because the whole point is they come back as not only ghosts, but ghosts that basically are just people that can't leave.
Pretty much.
So, like, there's people pretending to still be alive. And you're like, well, what's the difference then?
There's that, what?
Yeah, are you dead? Which is cool for the first few episodes, because then it's a reveal that they've been dead the whole time.
Oh, we've definitely just spoiled it for everyone.
Shh! No, it's not a spoiler! Anyway, that's me.
that's a gross spoiler warning.
Undoing all the... it's a spoiler, I'm very sorry. We'll put, like, a spoiler warning in.
Yeah, spoiler warning.
Yeah.
But, I've been watching Rick... Well, I've watched... Again, I binge watch all of Rick and Morty. I watched season 1 and season 2 in about a day.
Do I need to watch it?
Yes, okay. You have to watch it.
Well, you have to watch Adventure Time.
Yes,
maybe
I will.
Like
I will.
Start from like season 4 or 3.
Jesus, okay.
Like season 1's great, but it's more just kind of like dumb stuff happening, and then it gets to a point where it's actually like plots and stuff you care about and like dealing with like mental issues and being clever and interesting. But yeah, season 1's just like, I've got a sword. Which is fun.
Yeah, there's a place for
that.
It's
fun.
But yeah, Rick and Morty is brilliant. It wasn't what I was expecting at all, because I knew I knew nothing about it, and I thought it was going to be Adventure Time. But it's not. It's very rude, and it's really very dark.
Yeah, I mean, we watched, like, what, 2 episodes just now?
Yeah.
Which is my first 2 episodes, because I have so much TV to catch up on. And yeah, I liked all the swearing.
Yeah.
I liked... Swearing. The drawing is a bit weird.
It took me a while to get used to. Like, the first, like, it took me, like, 5 episodes to get... Because their eye, like, their pupils are, like weird little stars. And it's like, what?
It's
but
creepy.
Then, but then, eventually, like, you really get into it and it really works. And it does a kind of cool thing where, at first, it's, like, all these, like, disjointed adventures.
Yeah.
And then, like, slowly, in, like, the end of the first and then in the second series, things actually start to have an impact and, like, come back and stuff.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Which is quite cool. And it is very, very funny.
I've also been watching Orphan Black, which I don't think you've seen.
No, I haven't.
Because your brother just yelled a word. I'm not going to spoil this one, so I'm not going to yell the word.
Okay.
But it was one of the main... points of Orphan Black. Not a huge spoiler, but I went in without knowing anything about it, so everything was a surprise.
I thought it was a war thing. I don't know why.
A war thing.
I don't know why.
Maybe you're just thinking war orphans, because that's a thing.
Possibly, yeah. I am often thinking about war orphans.
So the main lady in it is such a good actress, and there's another guy in it who's in like every episode, and he is my favourite person. He's so pretty for a start.
Aww.
And he's
What's
so sassy. I can't remember. He's Canadian. I don't know.
That means but, I don't have to know who he is. He's Canadian.
You will love him.
Okay.
And I think anyone listening to this podcast will know who I'm talking about. His name is Felix, and he's great, and I love him, but not like properly love him, because he would not be interested.
Oh, you don't know that.
He's gay, Holly. Okay.
I should have expected that, because you always, always... Go for gay men.
I do, that's so true.
Always. Like, literally, I feel like I could take you into GAY and you'd be like,
oh, that's so beautiful!
I said, which one's
do you think that's like straight?
You're like, no.
Straight men come into GAY all the time, Holly.
Kate,
they
are literally kissing each other right now.
This won't touch me with his butt, baby. You're just,
yeah. I'm like, I found my future husband.
Also, speaking of, like, awkward misunderstandings.
Yeah.
Yesterday at work, I was like, oh, I've got tummy ache. Mm. And I had tummy ache the other day because I ate too many strawberries. So everyone was like, did you eat too many strawberries?
That's
and I was
like, that's like something a child does. I know,
but they were delicious.
Oh my God.
And Dave was like, did you eat too many strawberries? And I was like, no, does anyone have any painkillers? And my boss was like, oh, no, you don't need painkillers if you've just got you feel sick. And I was like, no, I need painkillers. And he was like, no, you don't need painkillers if you're just going to throw up. And I was like, well, no, I definitely need painkillers. And he was like, oh, okay, well, why do you feel like that? And I was like, because I'm a woman. Can we just move on? Can I have the painkillers?
I said, stop telling me if I need, I know if I need them or not.
Well, I thought, like, the day before I had actually been, like, ill, which is, like, fair enough.
Yeah.
But that time I was like, I had period cramps and I just wanted some painkillers. And I didn't want to have to be like... Period cramp alert!
Does anybody want to see the blood to prove it?
I then, like, I just gushed.
Yeah.
Forth.
You just opened your legs and just
like...
Oh, I had an exciting... Well, I didn't actually do anything. But yeah, okay. I went to go see Eddie Izzard.
Very nice. Yes. You fancy him. I kind of fancy him.
Yes, I really fancy... He was, like, he was one of when I was young. Because we watched his, like... We had, like, 4 of his DVDs, like... It was like one of the first DVDs we got when DVD players were a new thing. And we watched them own. And I was obsessed to them. They were like my favourite things ever. And I like really did actually really fancy him.
He's
like,
cute.
He's one of my first crushes.
Particularly he's got like a nice pouch.
Yeah, particularly when he's wearing the heels. Mm. I don't know what that says about me.
It's like when you're a kid, you're like, man wearing heels. Man wearing heels.
Oh.
Okay. Hello. He does eyeshadow better than I can. That's nice.
He rocks a suit. But yeah, and it was really good. It was quite, because he's running for political office soon. He's running as a Labour member of parliament, I think. I don't know the details. But yeah, and you could kind of tell. Like, I mean, his stuff, he's obviously very clear, like, where he stands politically. But it just, like, kept on... I don't know, because then it's like, why, like, who am I to say that it shouldn't be brought up in his set? Because obviously it can, it's his thing.
It's his whole thing.
Yeah, comedians do that, but it was just kind of every now and again, I was like, okay, yeah, we get it, UKIP are bad, cool. Mm. But it was still very funny. He did a bit about human sacrifice, which I thought was funny.
He literally got like a live baby on stage, cut it open, hilarious.
It was giggles aplenty, is how I would describe it.
Oh goodness.
But it was good, it was enjoyable. But again, it's difficult because this is someone that I've kind of watched and slightly idolized since I was a small child.
Did you kiss him?
I didn't.
Good, because that would be weird, Holly.
I mean, I did try and rush the stage.
Oh man.
But they got me.
They got you.
A guy heckled, though, which was really weird. He did a really weird heckle.
What did he do?
He shouted, do a joke, which...
Hilarious! Yeah, what a lad!
I know. He shouted, do a joke, and then he was like... he was very good. Obviously, he's very good. He's been doing it for years. He knows how to handle a heckler. And, and he was going to say something back, and then he was like, oh, shit, or something. And then I was like, what the fuck? And then apparently later on... He said he left the guy, the heckler had left at halftime. And, interval. Not halftime.
Yeah.
And apparently he'd left, like, a head of lettuce.
That's weird.
That's really weird, isn't it?
That's like he thinks that that's a hilarious joke and it's just not.
Who takes lettuce?
Who heckles a comedian?
Especially, and, like, it's not even, like, it's a small club and it's an unknown. Like, it was a... I mean, I've seen ADSL twice now. I've seen him once in a arena, which I don't like seeing comedians. And that, it kind of loses something, I feel. Like, even the best comedian can get lost in that.
Yeah.
It's like, you end up just watching the screen, and it's like, I don't know. It was still great, but yeah. And then this one was a theatre, like a really nice... It's the theatre, and I can't remember its names, where the roof collapsed. It's like a nice, lovely old theatre, and the roof collapsed, and he's doing his gigs there to try and raise money for it.
Well, that's nice.
So that's nice. But yeah, and it was just a really odd thing. It was like, who is this man? Why?
I don't understand, like, the hubris of being like, this man gets paid thousands to do comedy, but I'm better than him.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, okay, I've paid money, not a little amount of money, to come see this comedian. I'm going to shout at him.
And I'm pretty sure that I will get hired to do comedy when he sees how funny I am.
I mean, and the crowd that has also paid to see him will be on my side. Yeah, I mean, they have to be.
I'm so funny.
They're all thinking the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yep.
That was an odd thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but it was. I enjoyed it.
Do you want to know a fun fact I learned the other day?
Do it.
That there is a woman who has the, I think, Guinness World Record, but I'm just going to say World Record in case it's not like an official Guinness
World. Okay, to get in trouble.
Most people had sex within 24 hours. Now, how many do you think that is?
Oh, God. I don't know. What counts is...
45 seconds of penetration, apparently. And the article I read this in literally said, which is about 30 seconds wasted.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, wait, no, I think he said 13.5, sorry, not 30. He was like, yeah, that's 13.5 seconds too long, if you ask me.
Wow.
I don't know.
Is
anyway.
That basically like... I'm a premature ejaculator.
I only take 30 seconds. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Anyway, how many men do you think she had sex with?
Oh, God,
in 24 hours.
Oh, man. And only 45 seconds a pop. So that's like...
That's quite a long time to have sex with someone. If you're going to have sex with a lot of people.
45
I mean,
seconds to have sex
if you've got one partner and you're going for like one sex in one day.
One sex.
A single sex session. 45 seconds, probably not enough.
No.
But if you're, like, if you've got a constant stream of men coming in and out, 45 seconds is a long time to spend with
someone.
I guess
it's something when you say it, and it's like when you have to do public speaking for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, it's only 5 minutes, and then you're like, oh God, this is a long time.
45 seconds is many pumps.
That's true. Many pumps. What's that faster going? It could be pump.
I mean, bear in mind that these are men who I assume, are standing outside this room waiting to go in rock hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're going to pump hard. They're going to pump fast.
Imagine being the guy that is so excited that he just jizzes as soon as he gets close and he doesn't count because he didn't last for 45 seconds.
Yeah. Well, how many men?
Okay, I'm going to say...
This isn't the challenge, by the
God.
Way.
Oh, man. I'm not even sure. I'm going to say 300.
No.
What was it?
More.
Oh, God. How many?
I don't remember the exact number, but it's about 950.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She would be raw.
Oh my God, that's so painful.
Because I've been thinking about the logistics a lot, right? Do you have someone, like, every 10 men comes in, just squirts an entire bottle of lube?
Yeah, you need everyone to be super lubed up.
Yep. 45 seconds per man as well.
And also the thing is, it's like, unless you're aroused,
mm-hmm.
sex is uncomfortable. That's, yeah, so...
I mean, I believe she was a porn star. If that helps...
But, like, to remain at a level where you're receptive for that long, fucking hell.
Yeah.
What do you eat?
Well, I
guess... What if you need to poo?
I assume... Oh, no.
Yeah.
I assume she had toilet breaks.
Yeah.
Because she'd need to pee all the time.
Oh, yeah. Cystitis would be just off the horizon.
She would be... filled with diseases. I mean, they were all VD tested, so she doesn't have anything serious, but she's going to have bladder infections places where bladders don't exist.
Mm.
So I also think, like, now did she get to 950 and then go, I can't take another penis? Or did she literally hit 24 hours and go, well, I'm done, boys. Anyone else who's outside the door, rock hard,
sorry.
Dick in hand, go home. Or did she, like, pick one up and be like, you can come home?
Was there 950 men just waiting outside?
Now, I don't know if it was one continuous queue, because you can't stay ready for that long. So maybe they had like time slots.
That's really, like, the logistics of it is quite fascinating. Do you imagine, how do you apply? And also that's a lot of like VD checks to do.
Yeah. I mean, I assume they organized it ahead of time because the woman before her only had like 700 and something. And she was like, I can beat that. I don't know how many, like, it wouldn't be in the hundreds, but I don't know how many I could, like, do in a day, let alone be like, I can beat that record.
I can barely climb one, like, flight of steps a day.
I mean, Holly, let's be honest. This record, you don't have to do anything. You lie there with your legs spread. Men come in, pump for a bit, and leave.
Oh, God.
You don't do anything except maybe, like, lube. The area.
Your vagina would be so sore.
It would hurt so much.
It would be so sore.
Vaginas aren't designed for, like...
Also, just lying on your back for that. I mean, she might have changed positions, you know, gone on all fours and things like that. But still, like, I'd want to move.
Do you know what? I bet they were doing it from behind. She just had, like, a Kindle. Like, you could take your Vita. You'd be like, yeah, I'm getting so far in Persona. Oh,
that's Megan.
Oh, hello. Annie's done. Okay, let's carry on. Persona.
Also, they wouldn't have been able to come inside her because it would just get so...
Oh my God, it'd be so messy!
It would be just filled.
Just like
crime.
A pool of jizz on the floor, like steadily dripping out.
And you just have to like step into it to get to it. You'd be like, I made a bad life choice.
I'm thinking just for logistics sake, maybe they're all wearing condoms.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's much easier, right? I hope she didn't get pregnant. I'm sure she didn't get pregnant.
She won't.
Even if you've got good contraception, it's got like a 0.01%, and she's having sex with nearly 1,000 men.
Yeah,
that's
could you
pretty
imagine?
High.
And then you don't know who the father is.
Well, I had sex with 950 men, doctor. So actually, could be anyone.
It's like if you've ever gone to get in like STD checks and stuff, they ask you about your sexual history.
Yeah,
and so you know they kind of say, "Oh, have you had?" How many people have you had sex with in the last 6 months? Have you had sex with men from then different parts of the world? Something like that.
Yeah.
And then imagine having to go in and be like,
I don't really know. I couldn't see their faces.
That I have no idea, if I'm honest.
One of them was called John, probably.
I'm going to say there were at least 20 Johns.
Imagine if she has like a scroll of all their names and statistics.
A
just
scroll,
like,
what, like Santa?
Because like that'd be a lot of sheets of paper. You might as well get a scroll.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have that many,
and
just get a scroll. She doesn't need a quill. She's already done it. She just needs to add to it.
Yeah, but
unless she adds the doctor.
What?
The doctor's checking her up. She's like, "Do you want to be on the list, big boy?" I don't know. I've just turned this into a porn.
Yeah, you've literally just you've turned what was already a porn into a porn.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Actually, I don't know if it was a porn. It was,
did they film it?
I don't know. You've told me the story.
There's so many things I want to know about this, and I can't find any information. I searched for it at work as well. Like I was telling someone else at work, and I was like, "I'm gonna danger Google this." So I was like, "Guinness World Record." Most men. Sex.
Sex.
And then it came up with that. But then I also accidentally saw tits on the same day through something completely innocent. So
through
like
what?
There was... We've been doing Snapchat recently.
Uh-huh.
At my job. And on Twitter, Snapchat selfie snaps was trending. And I was like, ooh, is this a new Snapchat thing? I'm learning about Snapchat. I clicked on it and it was just pictures of tits.
Oh, okay.
And I think one of them was a picture of someone having sex, but my eyes scrolled down, saw the tits, and went, no.
Nope, back
no.
up.
No. Anyway.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry for telling you all these stories. Do you
want
to do a challenge?
Let's do challenge.
Okay, so this one, I don't have anything literally prepared, but...
Okay.
I've been listening to another podcast. I know.
Dang.
I know. I mean, I don't listen to ours, Holly. I was there.
Okay, that was a good
I'm
point.
Here right now.
Yeah.
Inside the microphone. Whoa.
That's where you live.
And it's called Plumbing the Death Star. And it's some nice Australian men. And they...
It sounds like another porno.
They have sex with each other. No, Holly.
Okay.
I'm going to read out some of the titles of their thing because they're great and I like them.
Okay.
Why hasn't Professor X's School for Extraordinary Children been shut down?
Okay.
I mean, like,
Oh, is this going to be about, is it about, like, different, like, films and, like, what, like, taking it realistically and being like, but how does that work?
No. It's asking really dumb questions.
Okay.
Like, which Avengers would make the best friend?
Oh, well.
And you kind of discuss it, like, objectively. Like, you're like,
Hawkeye.
Oh, why, though?
Hawkeye, because he is very loyal. He's not a dick like Captain America. He's not, I mean, he's not a dick like Iron Man. He's not boring like Captain America. So he's not on, like, kind of bit anger problems like the Hulk, you know?
The way these guys judge things is they have, like, a literal list of things they want. So in a friend, you've got, like, would they care for you when you're sick? Would they steal your girlfriend / boyfriend?
Yeah.
Would they be a good best man? You know, that kind of shit. And they have to judge every single one by those criteria. But the one I'm going to ask you today, I'm literally stealing a question from their podcast.
Cool.
If you're listening, Australian men, you sound very nice, you seem very friendly, and thank you for the idea. We're going to discuss which of the Smash Bros would make the best stepdad.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, I'm going to find a list of them because I don't know any of them.
No, so. I'm struggling to remember. Okay,
I'm going to go through a list.
Well, I mean, you immediately rule out Wario.
See, they had a very long conversation about how creepy Wario would be as a stepdad.
Yeah, he would be horrible.
Like, for a start, they were like...
He stinks of garlic.
He smells.
Yeah.
He would talk about having sex with your mum too much.
He has a weird motorbike.
He does. That's what they said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're good at this.
Yeah.
And also, he would be Wario. He wouldn't be stepdad. He wouldn't be dad. He'd be Wario.
Yeah.
He'd be like, Wario.
Can
I go and play? Now, theoretically, in this... You're like 14 years old.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we're not talking stepdad now, because that's...
No, that has no impact, really.
Completely different.
Yes.
Is there a list?
Okay.
Is there a list? Why isn't there a list? There's a list. There's a list. I have a list.
No,
okay.
Dr. Mario, you wouldn't want...
So, I'm going to go through alphabetically.
Oh, okay, okay.
And if it's one I don't know, or you don't know who they are, I'm just going to skip it.
Cool. It's okay.
Okay. Bayonetta's a woman, so let's not have her. Bowser.
Bowser. I mean, he cares for Bowser Jr., you know.
I think he would go to your sports matches.
Yeah, but I think you'd get too into it and that he'd get angry when you didn't win.
And he'd, like, throw fireballs at, like, the younger children and be like, let my daughter win! And we'd be like, oh my god.
So embarrassing.
Bowser! Oh, just get in the car! God! I don't know why we're American and also playing sports.
Yeah, like that would ever happen.
Neither of those things are true. What else? Like, how nice would he be to our... theoretical mum that we have.
I don't have high hopes. He gets slightly obsessed with one woman and then he just... Yeah, I think he'd be overly protective.
Oh, yeah, he'd have, like, weird ex problems.
Yeah, and also he wouldn't let her... He would, like, be the kind of guy to constantly check her phone.
Oh, he would.
Like, yeah.
And he'd have, like, a picture of Peach, like, hidden in his wallet.
Yeah.
And mum would find it and be like, oh my god, Bowser, you said you were done! And he'd be like, it's just for memories! That's my Bowser voice.
What was that? It's just for memories!
Just for memories! It's my stepdad Bowser voice. Okay, Captain Falcon.
Ooh, see, Captain Falcon, I feel... I like to think of him as the love machine.
The love machine?
Because, okay, so, if you put him in his pink and white outfit,
he
becomes the love machine! You gotta call him the love machine. Also, he, like, thrusts a lot.
He punches, Holly. That's sexy.
He, like,
also, why are we thinking about stepdad in sexy terms?
No, I'm thinking about why that wouldn't be good.
Oh, okay.
I think he'd just be a bit creepy.
Would he come to your plays? Like, if you're like, hey, Captain Stepdad.
See, now
I'm Peter Pan.
I think he would say he would, but then he'd get caught up at the club. And he'd be like, it's like, too bad, I was ordered the club on that.
He seems to me...
That's right, Captain Falcon voice.
He seems to me like the kind of really stupid, annoying man who would play, like, terrible 90s music in his, like, shitty, beaten-up Citroen saxo.
Yeah, I can see that. I think he'd play, like, kind of, like, bad drum and bass.
Oh, he would.
I think he's really...
He'd wear a cap backwards and be like, oh, this is my tune! You'd be like... Captain Falcon, no.
It would be almost like your mum was trying to go for someone younger, but just got someone who acted younger.
Yeah, she'd be like, oh, you know, he makes me feel alive. And you'd be like, blah.
It's just his youthful spirit.
Mummy's like 50.
Yeah.
Our next one is Charizard. Now,
Would Charizard deal with bullies? Like a dad.
I think Charizard is, you know, he's kind of, he'll look after you.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd kill a lot of children.
He is literally on fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Might be a bit intense for the stepdad of a 14-year-old.
Yeah, it's a bit of a change, you know, to go from normal human dad to Charizard.
I mean, I think he's the most dad one of all the ones we've had so far. Like, I can imagine him in a tie, and you, like, storm up to your room, and he's like, I'm just trying to understand her, Helen.
It's like, I just don't get it. I don't understand what she wants.
My kids aren't like this, Helen. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Oh, no, Charizard. I don't have time for a croissant. I need to go to the meeting.
Is that what dads are like for you?
Yeah.
I don't have time for a croissant. Stop stuffing them in my mouth. So next we're going to try Donkey Kong. Now, he already wears a tie.
He does.
So, I mean, what kind of dad job?
He's the leader of the pack.
Well, that's
Donkey
creepy.
Kong.
I don't think my dad's ever chanted anything.
No, he's the first, what's it? He's the first one of the DK crew. So, I don't know, sorry, I'm trying to remember the Donkey Kong rap.
Why?
Because he said Donkey Kong. It's a natural thing to do.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like he's already wearing a tie. I feel like he'd be the kind of guy who'd come home from like a long day.
Hang his hat up and be like, honey, I'm home.
He'd hang his hat up, but then he'd like sit on the sofa, have like a beer too many and watch sports.
God, he would, because he's hairy.
Yeah, and he'd be like, oh, can you help me with my homework? And he'd be like, yeah, sure, kid, just give me a moment, I'm just going to watch some sports.
I was never very good at maths when I was your age. Oh, that doesn't really help me, stepdad.
Yeah.
But thanks. It's sure.
Like, but I got fine, I didn't need it in the end like they said I would. Yeah.
I did just fine, I didn't need any of fancy education, smeducation. Dr. Mario.
No, I feel Dr. Mario would be, like, really intense.
He'd be creepy.
Yeah, he'd be really
creepy. He'd be, like, touches you, like, not completely inappropriately, but a bit like, stepdad Dr. Mario.
Yeah, like, take this pill. I don't
He'd be like, you're daddy's little girl, and you'd be like, you're not my dad.
You're not my dad.
You are not my dad.
Yeah, no, Dr. Mario doesn't.
The Duck Hunt dog, which I guess comes with the duck.
I like the duck.
Okay. I'm not sure what the duck is in that relationship.
Yeah, is the duck like, I don't know, like a some kind of butler?
Yeah, I kind of see it as like a, I don't know, like a carer? I don't know. See, I think the dog would be, like, well-meaning, but have, like, a really irritating sense of humour.
Yeah.
Not just dad jokes, like, really irritating dad jokes.
I feel also practical jokes.
Oh, he would. He'd be whoopee cushion dad.
And he'd be, like, put a cling film over the toilet seat, and you'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake.
He'd be like, Mum, come on, I know you want to feel young, but date someone old.
What was wrong with Captain Falcon?
What was wrong with Charizard? He was great.
Yeah.
We'll go Falco next. Falco.
Falco. I feel Falco would be good, but a bit serious.
Oh, he's so stern. Yeah.
He'd be very stern and serious, and he'd want you to do well and achieve what you can, but he'd be very kind of strict.
Helen, I don't see why we can't spank them, you know? They're never too old for spanking.
I was beaten as a child, and I'm fine.
Oh, Falco. What about Fox, though? See, Fox is serious, but in a kind of, like, I don't care about you way.
Yeah, Fox is a difficult one, because doesn't he have some dad issues because his dad died?
Oh, shit, yeah. I think he'd be that typical, like, newspaper in front of his face, I don't want to talk to you, Dad.
Yes, and when you make too much noise, he'd kind of go, and run the newspaper.
Like a stereotypical 50s dad.
Yes,
a dad
much.
That none of us have ever seen, but we're sure exists, because we've seen it in TV.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ganondorf. I mean, I know you'll like this one.
Yeah.
Big fan of the Dorf.
Yeah, I love the Dorfman.
Ganon Dad.
Yep, Ganon Dad. Ganon Dad Dorf.
I reckon Ganondorf would be bewildered by teenage girls.
Yes, I feel he'd be like, he'd be really good with like younger kids, and then as they start getting like older, he'd be like, you know what, like, I just don't know, you've changed.
I can imagine just like toddlers crawling all over him and he'd be like,
I'd be like,
tickle, tickle.
Yeah, like you'd have like whiny charm, he'd be like,
because he's real tall and big.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to like girls and emotions, he'd be like, I don't know what to do, this makes me feel real awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would not be great.
I think he'd be alright, actually.
Yeah.
I think he'd kind of, you know, he wouldn't know how to deal with this stuff, and he'd go like, Helen, I think, you know, I think this is your area.
Are we just going with Helen for like a generic?
Yeah,
because that is my
mum's name.
That's why I was going with that, but if we want to go, that is quite a generic mum name.
Yeah, we're going for Helen.
Not in a bad way, mum. It's a very nice name.
But then I feel like, but you had like a really bad day and you'd come in, you'd be a bit teary and he'd be like, you'd be like, come on
And
now.
He'd be like, Pat,
yeah, and he'd give you a hug and then he'd like make you a hot chocolate and it would be quite nice.
He would. And then you'd go off to bed feeling okay and he'd just be like, did I do it right?
Yeah, was that okay?
Did I do good? Does she hate me? I don't know. But yeah, he'd probably be okay. I just really like the image of him and toddlers being really cute.
Yeah, probably be like,
I mean, I'm thinking like Wind Waker Ganondorf, who's actually quite sweet.
What, the tubby samurai with the two swords?
I mean, looks-wise, he's quite sweet.
No, but we've got to go for what he is in Smash Bros., which is Twilight Princess Ganondorf.
Yeah.
But he has kind of like curls, which I enjoy.
He's quite a cute, when he's not the big pig man, he's quite cute.
Yeah, he's alright.
Yeah, he's all pretty flappy.
I think Ganondorf is my favourite so far.
Yeah.
Or Charizard.
It's the toddlers that do it. It's
that's pretty cute.
So we're going to go for, let's go for Kirby.
Okay. Kirby,
There's a pillow of him right over there. We can look at him and be like, stepdad?
Stepdad?
He's a bit,
he's...
I can't even imagine him as like a man.
I imagine him more as like a child. I can't imagine him as a stepdad.
Yeah, should we skip Kirby?
Yeah,
it's
I can't imagine
weird.
Him have any responsibilities.
So Link. Link's the hot dad. He's the hot stepdad who you feel weird around because he's too hot.
What Link is, Link is your mum generally going for someone young and going with like a hot like uni student.
Who like sits by the pool topless. And he's like, hey, do you want to come in for a dip, Holly? And you're like, I've got homework.
And like, you're pretty sure that like, and like, he'll like go and he's just like eats everything in the fridge. And you're like, he's just here to eat all the food.
And your mum wears too much like leopard print around him. And you're like, what is this?
We're giving off a horrible view of stepdads. Stepdads are
also
awesome.
Also of our mums.
Yeah. Our mums aren't like this at all.
Yeah.
We're just very stereotypical kind of sitcom.
Should we go for Little Mac? Do you know much about Little
Mac?
He's got punching gloves, which isn't great.
No.
Also, Little? I don't know if he's old enough. Let's skip Little Mac.
Little Mac. I think that goes under dangerous areas.
Let's go Luigi.
I feel like Luigi...
Your mum went on like a singles trip and met Luigi on like a cruise.
Yeah, and like... And it's kind of, you kind of feel like, really, mum? Really? And she's like, he's got a nice personality.
And you'd be like, if you went on a cruise to Italy, you'd get one of the proper, like, buff, tanned, kind of slimy Italian men. Not fucking Luigi.
No.
He's a dweeb.
He is a dweeb.
Why'd
I
you
feel like
that?
He'd be around for a long time. I could imagine him and Helen growing old together.
Ew.
No, I think that's quite sweet.
Like, I mean, just Luigi being old.
But he'd kind of just, like, bumble butt around and, like, fall over and she'd be like, oh, Luigi.
Oh, can you imagine, like, him doing the hoovering and be like, Luigi's mansion. But what about Mario?
See, now Mario, I think, would be too full of himself. I think he'd run off.
He'd do all the DIY. Luigi wouldn't do any DIY.
No.
But Mario would, and he'd do it badly.
I feel he would run off. I feel he would go off.
Yeah.
And go on his adventures and just leave you behind.
Mario's kind of a dick.
Yeah, fuck Mario.
Okay, let's not do any more Pokemon because that makes me feel weird. The me, like the generic
me.
The brown haired one with the red t-shirt.
Oh man, that's just...
me.
That's the mum's boyfriend that comes back and you just can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Is it, was it Jared?
Jeremy?
Jared, something like
Judas?
That.
Judas?
He's like, "Hello, Helen. We're going to go out now. It is good to see you, honey."
Yeah, like, he's perfectly nice, I guess.
Yeah, but he's boring. Yeah.
Like, he sort of goes, "How was your day?" And you're like, "Oh, my day was great. I had a calculus lesson." He'd be like, "I, too, have studied calculus."
We've turned him into a robot.
Yeah. Nurse is a child. Captain Olimar. He comes with Pikmin.
He does come with Pikmin.
But he's also so short.
He's incredibly short.
Like, he'd be short in the way that, like, you know, sometimes old celebrity men get married to really tall models.
Yeah, I feel like he'd slap her mum's arse a lot. He'd be like, "Hey, we're gonna go space out." I feel like he'd look all innocent and then he'd turn into, like, this kind of, like, quite sleazy, like, guy. Nah. It's like, oh, I thought I was getting Pikmin in this deal, but obviously not.
I kind of like the Pikmin. Like, it's like a stepdad who comes with, like, cute dogs.
Yes, yes, that's exactly it.
But then
it.
He's really creepy, so... Mm. There's a lot of non-human Smash Bros, which I suppose I shouldn't be surprised with.
Mm. What about Ryu?
Yeah? I don't really know much about him.
I think he'd be very boring. He's very, yeah. I think he'd be that kind of guy that is, like, you, like, he looks fit, and you're like, ooh, he's fit, but yeah. He's just boring and stuff.
Oh, he'd be,
gym.
Like, obsessed with the gym.
Oh, yeah.
He'd, like, check himself out in reflective surfaces, like,
And just lots of protein shakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be cooking in a saucepan, and he'd see his reflection and be like, and pout.
I feel he would judge you for, like, he'd be eating a protein shake and, like, a lean chicken breast, and you'd go and get pizza, and he'd be like, "Are you really gonna have that?"
And he'd, like, take too long in the shower.
Yeah, and he'd use your hairspray.
He would! He'd use my hairspray, bastard! Mm.
But he'd never admit to it, even though you know it's him.
What about Sheik?
Like,
your mum's going through an accidental lesbian phase here.
I don't know.
And, like, she comes in all like, "Hey, I'm a man." And you're like, "I can see your boobs." And he'd be like, "Oh, no.
I think he's...
I'm not a girl."
He's too mysterious.
I like it. Sexy. What about Snake?
Oh, no. Snake would be awful stepdad.
He would.
He would, no. Snake's no Ganondorf.
I feel like he'd be really childish, but I don't know why.
See, I feel like he'd be kind of really serious, but, like, you'd play a game of Monopoly and he'd get really pissed off if he didn't win.
Oh, yeah, he'd flip tables.
Yeah.
He's a table flipper. Sonic.
Oh, God, fuck Sonic. No.
Fuck Sonic. I mean, not literally.
No, don't actually do that.
Okay. Helen, he's the hedgehog. Gross. Yeah, Sonic would be, like, so irritating.
Mm.
Like, he'd be another, like, shitty dad joke.
Yeah.
Like, you have a conversation with your mum, like, a really serious conversation about, like, I don't know, periods. And he'd be like, "Ha ha, periods, sounds gross." And you'd be like,
I'd be like, "Oh, fuck Sonic. Off, Sonic." And dude. He'd always try and get you to call him dad.
"You're not my real dad,
and
Sonic."
Be like, "You're my real dad."
Ew. Wario, then.
Oh, no, can't have Wario. Wario, again.
He'd be such a dick.
He'd be such a douche. He has a creepy motorbike.
Yeah.
He farts all the time.
Yeah.
Which, you know... A lot of us do, but...
Not to that extent.
Not to the extent where it propels us off the ground.
Yeah, that's gross.
And he thinks of garlic. He's obsessed with garlic.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, I think he'd talk about having sex with your mum.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
He'd slap her ass.
Yeah. He'd be like, you'd look at him and you expect him to behave in that way. But
yeah.
Olimar would, you don't expect to behave that way, but it turns into that. And I feel like Wario would be like, "Yeah, so Helen, we're gonna go, we're gonna have, yeah, really good, I'm gonna Helen." And you'd be like, "Hey, Wario, shut up!"
You'd come home and the entire house would stink of cigar smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, piss. And you'd just be like, "Wario, did you do anything today? Did you apply for a job?" And you'd be like, "Yeah!"
Yeah, he'd be playing poker with Waluigi, like, drinking all the beers.
But I feel like Waluigi would be like, "Oh, Wario, like, calm down, dude. Like, you've got kids to look after now."
Yeah.
Waluigi would be saying that. I feel like Waluigi would be the voice of reason in their relationship.
No, Waluigi is just, no.
No, do you think he's his dickhead, like, really skinny friend?
Exactly. I think he just stands behind him and sniggers. Like, you go in to get it, like, a glass of milk, and, like, he's like, "No, I don't want a beer," and then Wally's like...
"You can't drink beer because you're too young." That would get so annoying.
It would get
Oh, my God,
annoying.
Late at night, you just hear, like, "Wah, wah, wah."
Oh,
wah.
No!
Mom, no, stop! Well, that's all of the ones I
Oh, God.
Thought would be appropriate, so Do we have questions? Did we have questions?
Oh, I did remember to ask.
Yay!
So we have a few questions. We have time for some little questions. Let me just get them up.
Okay.
Okay, right. So.
Yeah.
Let me just get to the bottom of them.
Okay. Thank you for narrating this whole process.
Well, I forgot to get them up. Sam Smith asked, where are my pancakes? We made pancakes,
sake,
so
dude.
Fuck that.
He's obsessed with us. I don't know why.
We're a freak. Okay, Ross McMahon says, you are made radioactive and then bite someone. What skills, abilities, / powers do they receive? So we're not getting the powers. We're just the spider.
Yeah.
In this transaction.
So, I mean, like, all the spider passes on is, like, you know, spider abilities. So we'd probably just pass on, like, human abilities. Like,
so what do we
thumbs,
have?
I guess.
Who are we biting?
Are we biting other humans?
Yeah, let's see.
Okay. Are we biting them at the same time? I'm confused how this works.
Okay, let's say I bite someone, you bite someone else.
Okay.
What powers do we give them?
The power to do cross stitch and Netflix at the same time.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's difficult. I've messed up so many times, so I guess that's not really my power.
I've been able recently in yoga to do, what's it called, like bridge, you know, where you go,
oh yeah,
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 like crab or something. They'd cool. be able to do that. I mean, not, it's not particularly impressive, but they could do that.
I couldn't do any of the yoga moves last night. There was one where you had to, like, you do a shoulder stand,
mm-hmm.
but then you fold
your legs
behind
over,
you
yeah.
so that your toes touch the floor.
Yeah.
And I tried to do it and fell over several times. So she came up and, like, folded me in half. And then she was like, there, you're doing it. And then I fell over. So
I'm imagining you like a toddler trying to walk, just like,
yeah.
I'm over.
She's like, well,
done.
I'm the wrong way. Help. Yeah. So still, that's not a great power. What can I do?
I don't know.
Once I went to a hockey social where they said, oh, you have to show off a skill.
Oh, I hate it when they do that.
Do you know what my skill was?
What?
I put some pins in my hands.
Ugh!
Like, if there's loads of dead skin at the edge of your nails where you can't actually feel anything.
Yeah.
So I stuck, like, safety pins, like, through there.
Oh, well, that's disturbing.
Yeah, no cool. one really liked it. But the other girl who came with me just drank a pint out of a shoe, so...
Ew!
At least mine was a skill.
That's disgusting. Okay, Luke Summerhays asks, looks like maybe possibly a 7th generation Pokemon has been revealed.
Okay.
What would you expect or want from a new game?
No more Pokemon.
I've never finished a Pokemon game. I always get bored.
They're kind of hard to finish at the moment because, like, you think, like, the Elite Four or whatever should be when it finishes. But obviously it's not because there's more game. So now at the moment Pokemon's really hard to finish because it's like, oh, you've got to complete the battle zone, and you're like, well, I don't want to. I kind of hope they come up with more really stupid Pokemon because it makes loads of, like, joke opportunities for me. So
makes,
I'm cool with that.
That means, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess,
I'm not gonna play it.
I don't know. Being able to turn off random encounters earlier on.
Yeah.
Because, like, travelling from one place to another before you can get, like, I don't know, there's, like, a bell or something you can use.
Yeah.
That, like, and even then it's just really annoying. So, like, if you want to level up, you could turn it on, and there you go, you go find them. But I don't know, I get very bored very quickly. I don't think I have the attention span.
Yeah. I mean, I've never wanted to catch them all.
No.
I don't care. I'm sorry.
No, I want to get through it.
I once went to a Pokemon championship.
Gotta get through it.
They had, like, a leaderboard of how many Pokemon do you own.
Yeah.
And the guy who won had all of them.
Yeah, surely. You can't beat all of them, though.
Yeah, but he was the only one.
Oh.
And he won, I don't know, something cool, like a 3DS, I think. But yeah. Yeah, but, like, oh, that's like a full-time hobby.
Yeah, I already have cross-stitch. Cool.
Yeah.
Luke Summerhays also asked, did you kick the pan this week? What do you have on them? Do you flip like a boss or muck about with a spatula? As we mentioned earlier, we did American pancakes.
Mm, I did, like, crepes yesterday, though, so
yeah.
I've had both.
So, but I just did American pancakes today because I was out yesterday.
We had bacon
and syrup, blueberries. And that's put blueberries in the mixture.
It was crazy.
Put bacon in the mixture for some of them. Well, crazy. Yeah, it was good.
I normally have lemon and sugar on my crepes, though.
I don't like lemon.
You're wrong.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't like lemon flavored things because they all taste like toilet bleach.
So. Yeah, no, I'm exactly the same. I don't like lemon on food.
Yeah.
As a general rule. Because I'm weird.
You're weird.
Just Another Gaming Blog says, I'm considering starting to live stream some games. Any advice? You probably know more than I do in this one, so.
I mean, it's nice to have topics to talk about, because I've had a couple of live streams where I've not really known the game very well, or I haven't had time to research, or I don't care enough. So I'm just like, it's nice when you have an audience, but when you have like a really low audience, sometimes you're like, so what's everyone doing at school? Like, that was one of my go-to questions, which is actually quite nice if people engage with you, because they're all at school.
Yeah.
Like, they're watching you at school. So you're like, yeah, what are you learning? And they're like, I'm in a maths lesson. And you're like, cool.
Do some work.
Maths. I'm shit at that. I tried to work out the percentage of something the other day. And then someone pointed out that I was trying to find, like, the percentage of, like, 1,000. So I could have just worked it out really easily. And I was like, oh, no.
Okay, well, you've already lost me there. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes it helps, like, either, like, because, like, either, I feel like with streaming, there's either you're showing off a game that people don't have large access to, so they can decide whether they want to buy it, or you're really good at a game, and you're showing them how to, you know, how to be really good at the game.
Yeah.
Like, my boyfriend's really into Street Fighter, so he watches people who are really good at Street Fighter talking about how to be really good at Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Or you just kind of be a bit funny and chatty. Yeah,
just a fun person to watch.
Yeah.
If it's not a new game, and you're not great at it, just have fun.
Yeah.
Just, like, get into stupid situations. That was one of my favourite things. Yes, when I messed up and I'd just be like, also, like, just engage with the chat. Like,
oh, yeah.
Make them tell you what to do.
And also, I think, just have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no point doing it unless you're enjoying it. Because, you know, no one wants to watch a streamer who's not having a good time.
Also, people are more likely to watch you if you say you're going to give something away.
That is true.
Get a game code if you can.
So, Shoes McShoesington, really like that name, says, cheese pancakes, best pancakes ever, greatest pancakes ever. Answer both.
Cheese, what's a cheese pancake?
I'm guessing cheese on a crepe is the only way I've had that.
So I had pizza crepes. They had cheese on, but that was part of a whole experience. Like, it was great.
And my first year at uni, outside my halls on a Saturday, there used to be an international food fair every Saturday. So I'd always be hungover, obviously, from the night before. So we'd go out, and there was a crepe place that did these, like, you know, they have the big spinny thing, and they spin it, it's all amazing. And it was in it, and they cracked an egg while it was cooking.
Oh, I love that.
And then put ham.
Cheese.
And onion, and then just, like, folded it really quickly into a thing, and that was amazing. So that was pretty damn good. Okay, Harry Pemarlo says, who would you rather have narrate your life, Morgan Freeman, Brian Blessed, or Stephen Fry? He says he would choose Brian.
I would choose Brian. Because Stephen Fry would be like, oh, it's very interesting, the things that are going on. Morgan Freeman would be like, intense things. But Brian Blessed would be like, she just got drunk! Yeah!
I think I'd probably go for Stephen Fry, because I, like, my childhood was listening to Stephen Fry read out Harry
And now
Potter
your
books.
Childhood would literally be narrated by Stephen Fry.
Pretty
like,
much.
Oh, and she's fallen down the stairs again. Oh, dear.
That's the fifth time Holly has fallen down the stairs. There's something wrong with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Slow Egg says, if you had to, what would you try to give up for Lent? How long would you last?
I only realised it was Lent today.
I never give up anything for Lent.
So I have a weird story. Once in year seven, me and my friends really, really liked Pirates of the Caribbean. So we decided not to give up Pirates of the Caribbean, but to give up all the words that we could remember from Pirates of the Caribbean.
What?
So we couldn't say...
Oh, you're so weird as a kid.
We couldn't say pirates, we couldn't say of, we couldn't say the, and we couldn't say Caribbean. We couldn't say, like, Will or Turner, because that was the main guy's name. We couldn't say Jack or Sparrow. There were various other words. You'd be surprised how many words we tried not to say for like a month.
That's bizarre. It's great. Why did you like Pirates of the Caribbean so much?
Boys in it were hot.
Yeah, that's pretty much my Jack Sparrow was pretty much my sexual awakening.
We used to write like Orlando Bloom fan fiction.
Oh, cute. Okay, I'll say that. Also, Orlando Bloom was boring. You want Jack Sparrow, man?
Yeah, but he was cute. Also, it was mostly that my friend loved him to like a weird degree. So it kind of just became the thing we bonded over. So I pretended to like him much more than I did.
Oh, yeah. You still wrote fan fiction, there, you little freak.
Yeah, next question.
Phil Walters says, Twitter offers you an exclusivity deal. £2,000 up front, but you can't use any other social media thingy for a year.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I don't care about Facebook, and that's the only other one I use.
No, only time... I use Instagram a bit, but not enough to miss it.
Yeah, Instagram is just like, here's a thing. It's very passive,
yeah,
the way I use it. Like Twitter, I want to talk to people. Instagram, I'm just like this, please. Thank you.
Yeah, the only thing I found Facebook useful for now is for events. And even then, you can probably just hear about them.
Events and people's life updates, because people don't put those on Twitter so much.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
One of our friends just had a baby, and he mostly just posts pictures on Facebook so we can be like.
That's cute.
Like.
Yeah. Okay, Andrew Buist. Buist, I don't know how to say it. Nutella and Lemon.
Yes.
Says, what guys? I've got guys on the brain.
Okay. No.
What games other than console/PC do you guys play? Any cool tablet or mobile games? Also, if I were to make a Toku plush, what?
I don't know. What would it be?
What like games a biscuit. Other than console/PC do you
So mobile tablet games. Yeah. Well, at the moment, I mostly play...
You were just talking about this.
I mostly play Threes, which I have had for... over 2 years, I think.
I'm terrible at it. I'm absolutely awful.
It's frustrating because once you get like a really high score, like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like 30,000 higher than my second highest score. And I'm like, I'm never going to beat that. I've got one recently that costs, I think, £2, £3 called Twofold Ink, which is really good if you like Threes. Simple kind of mindless puzzle games. Other than that, like 80 Days and Sorcery are really good.
They're great. There's Bean Dreams, I really like. Bean Dreams is like a little platformer type. It's really good. It's a little bean wearing a sombrero, a Mexican jumping bean. And you've got to get like through a level collecting certain things and a certain number of jumps.
Yeah.
I really like it. So that's a good one. I've been obsessed with a game called Prune, which you have to play. It is the most beautiful game. And it's so, like, at first I was like playing it and I was like, I don't see how I'm going to get really obsessed with it. It's kind of like a puzzle game where you prune a tree and you've got to get it towards the light to bloom a certain amount of flowers.
And it's very pretty. It's sort of like minimalist zen kind of look.
Yeah, and like I've never been so excited about getting a new type of tree in a game before, because I finished the first two levels and you have a kind of like straight birch type tree.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I started level 3 and oh my god, it was like a squiggly, like curly tree, and I was so excited by that, and then I realised what I was getting excited about and what this game had done to me. But it's really good. I absolutely love it.
I'm trying to remember if I have anything on tablet, but basically my tablet is a Netflix and writing things machine. So
there is
fun.
Oh man, Kingdom Rush on tablet.
I don't know.
I have played hours of Kingdom Rush.
Is that like a Candy Crush or like a Game of War?
No, okay. It's not. I think it's free to play, but it's not in your face free to play. I don't think I've ever spent any money on it.
Okay.
It's brilliant. It's really good. It's basically kind of like a tower defense, but you have plots of land, and on these plots you can build either like cannons, artillery.
That does sound a lot like Game of War.
No, but it's like, it's a really cute kind of cartoony comic book art style.
Okay.
And you have like goblins and enemies and you go through the map and there's like challenge modes and things like that. It's really good. I would highly recommend it.
Everyone at my work has just started playing Cookie Clicker for some reason.
What
like
is
that game's like 5 years old.
I don't even know what that is.
You might have heard of the style of games where like the entire point behind it is to click on something as many times as possible.
Okay.
So you can buy a thing that does the clicking for you.
What?
And then you just accumulate clicks.
What?
Exactly.
What?
It's compelling because, like, there's a sense of achievement. You're always trying to buy something to do something better for you.
Yeah,
but well, it's stupid.
That's not a thing.
It's a stupid game.
I've been meaning to play. I don't know how to say it. SPL-T.
Split.
Which is by... Oh, fuck, what's their names? The guys who did Year Walk.
Oh, yeah. And I know who you mean, but yes, I can't remember. Yes,
they're brilliant. Year Walk and...
I'm not allowed to play Year Walk because Joe says it's too scary for me.
Oh, my God. Year Walk is brilliant.
I don't want to be scared.
Oh, it's really creepy and it is really fucking... Smogo, that's it.
Ah,
yes. Yes, they are brilliant. I love Smogo. So I'm excited to play that.
What's our next question?
Our next question is...
I think we've given enough
also,
games.
Also, now
good.
Talking about Smogo, everyone has to play Device 6.
Oh, yeah, play Device 6. It's incredible. Yeah. I mean, I deleted it because I've completed it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not really the game you can, you know...
It's not like a commute game. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like
it's
a
great.
Brilliant experience.
Play it. You'll look mad playing it on the tube, but I don't care.
Yeah. Okay. Dominic Wood says, what games / films / anything do you hate that everyone else seems to love?
I've got mine. I don't really hate much, but I don't really like... platformers.
Yeah, I can get that. I get bored very quickly on platformers. I'm not very good at them, which is probably a big problem. I'm not very good at them, and I get, unless it's Mario Galaxy.
I really like the 3D Marios.
Yeah.
I really like them. Like, Super Mario Galaxy and Super Mario Sunshine
are
great games.
Yes.
But, like...
I'm more of a 3D than a 2D.
Yeah. The platforming sections in Super Mario Sunshine were the worst.
Yeah.
Like, when you go into the little room.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Those sucked.
Yeah, no, I'm a bit the same. I'm currently playing Ori and the Blind Forest, which...
Oh, man, that game.
Do you not like it?
I like it, but it's too hard.
It's very difficult.
It makes me angry, and I don't like gaming angry. Like, that's not the point for me.
It is a very, very difficult game, but I'm enjoying it. But, yeah, mine is the TV show Girls, which I fucking hate. And everyone... I don't understand. And also... By a slightly more stretch, which is terrible because I don't like not liking people, but I find Lena Dunham...
preachy.
Yeah, just a bit annoying.
Mm.
Just a bit, oh. And just a bit, and also when you watch Girls, you kind of feel like, there are lots of, I don't know, it's kind of like, you're still, you know, yes, you talk about these things, but it's... You're still, you know, you're still from a very wealthy family and went to NYU and things like that.
But that's what they're like in real life. Like, I see her occasionally campaigning for, like, greater diversity, and I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And then someone pointed out, like,
there's no one
show
in Girls.
Is all white. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, no, yeah, that's also
one,
a good point.
Yeah, I think I remember one black character in Girls. Mm-hmm. And I watched the first two series, like, I tried my absolute best of it. And I just can't... The thing is, it's like, with comedy, you can have comedies where the characters are horrible. Things like,
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I hated for the longest time, because I was like, I don't get it, they suck! And then I was like, oh, no, I get it, they suck.
Exactly.
It's fine.
But it's still compelling.
Yeah.
And you still, like, you still want to know things, but Girls, I just did not give a shit. And they were so whiny, and just so, like, oh. And it was meant to be this, like, realistic, like, look of, like... And they were still in these amazing flats in, like, Manhattan.
I hate that.
And I was just like, oh, my God, this is just, no.
Like, so I really like Orphan Black, but the main, like, guy in it who has the apartment... he's meant to live in this really rough area. And it is rough. The door to his apartment is like a sliding piece of corrugated iron that he just bolts shut.
What?
Which, yeah, kind of sucks. But, like, the actual apartment is this huge sort of warehouse room that he's just
like,
filled
kind of like
with beautiful furniture. Like, beautiful kind of I-made-this-myself furniture.
Yeah.
But, like, if you can afford a sofa... Sofas are expensive!
If you can afford a sofa, you can afford life.
Well, maybe not, but, like, he had a lot of really nice furniture, and he'd done that flat, well, warehouse, whatever, up really nicely.
Mm.
Even if it was in, like, this gross area of town next to, like, a men's bathhouse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just really annoyed about apartments on TV.
Yeah, they're never realistic.
No.
It's like, yeah, and it's the thing with Girls, I really don't think the actresses are that good. I don't know what it is. I just don't think, and I found out, I was reading, you know, I always go on, like, an IMDb trawl of trivia.
Yeah.
It turns out, like, nearly all the kind of the main actresses, they're all very good friends and stuff, and I can understand, like, you know, you but it's kind of just like, you should have got better actresses.
Yeah. And I mean, speaking of that kind of, middle class white girl struggle, two broke girls. Pisses me off.
Yeah.
I've only seen like two episodes, but when the title of your show is Two Broke Girls, don't make it about girls who always look beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the nicest makeup. They have time to do their hair. Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I know. Stuff like that, I feel it's very self-indulgent.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of feels that. And it's like, honestly, I don't care. You're not very nice people. You're very annoying.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I mean, just to be clear, like, I'm not saying that if you don't have a lot of money, you can't look nice.
Yeah.
Of course you can. But they quite clearly have people doing their makeup and hair for them.
It's the apartment thing again.
Yeah.
It's like, there's just like, why can't you just, it would look better if they did their own makeup.
Yeah.
But then I think about that in like loads of different films, like in like Jurassic World, which is the stupidest film of all time, but still the woman with like the heels and the hair and the
I run
face.
A dinosaur park. Oh no, my heel's broken. I'm going to get eaten. Yeah.
I think that was our last question.
Also the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, God, I hate Big Bang Theory. It's awful. It's awful, awful, awful.
It's difficult because like, I know people who really like it. But they like it in this kind of, like, this reminds me of people I know.
What?
But the people, like, it's been described to me as not for nerds, but for people who know nerds.
Okay.
So people who know nerds watch it, and they kind of, like, they go, oh, I know people who mention Star Trek and Star Wars and Lord of the Rings endlessly. Yeah. But then, like, actual, like, deeply nerdy nerds look at it and they go, I am not like that. I don't just mention pop culture for jokes. And so it's kind of tough because, like, I can kind of see both sides, but I don't personally like it.
No, and I think it's a bit kind of like, I don't know, it feels like, yeah, I don't really like it. It's not for me.
When you watch, like, the first episode as well, oh.
I've got another one.
Yeah.
But this is only, I've only watched two episodes of it, so I feel like I'm not in the right Archer.
You're wrong on that one.
Exactly. I know I'm wrong. The problem is, I watched it.
I'm sorry.
And it was just the pacing and everyone, and it was just that, and I was just like, no, too.
It's because it's got its own
much.
Style. Like, the way the sentences in, like, completely different situations hop off of one another.
Yeah.
They, like, finish the sentence with a completely different thing, and it's weird, and it takes a while to get used to.
Yeah.
But I love it so much.
I think I watched
much.
It when I was, like, tired, and I was just like,
oh, don't do that.
What is this? I thought I could, because comedy is usually one of my switch-off things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I just find it very, I don't know why, but, and I just kind of watched it, and I was like, no. But then I like watching BoJack Horseman when I want to switch off.
I didn't fully get into BoJack.
Oh, God, I love BoJack.
Like, it was okay, but I was just kind of like,
BoJack Horseman was, like, one of my favourite things from last year.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Aww. It was just the way it was, like, it was just kind of, like, it kind of went from being this really weird, slightly, I just love the kind of, the transition from stupid, dumb animal jokes to something that's actually really serious and quite dark.
Mm, yeah, I guess.
I quite like that.
There's a lot of drugs in it.
There is a lot of drugs in it.
Drugs.
The episode where he gets incredibly high to try and finish his autobiography is incredible.
Okay, yeah, there are some really good episodes. But it's not my favourite. Like, it doesn't stick in my memory much. I'm just kind of like...
Have you watched the second season?
Dick?
Yeah. Oh, see, I love it.
Yeah, it was alright. I think I binged it all in one go and I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Done that now. Tick. Done. Yeah.
Cool.
Good.
I should also
point
out the slight hypocrisy of us kind of going, oh, middle class white girl problems as we sit.
Welcome to our podcast, like, middle class white girl problems.
It's like,
yeah,
it's like, two white girls. So
I mean, we
talk about shit.
I don't know if we complain much. We complain about girl things, but I think they're pretty universal, like,
yeah,
like periods and pooping and whatever.
Pooping.
Most people poop.
Yeah.
Welcome to our poop podcast.
Because I asked a guy on Twitter asked me, he's doing a dissertation on journalism or something.
Going.
Oh, God, no. He asked me about journalism, and he asked if he could, like, interview me very quickly with some questions for his dissertation. I was like, sure, okay. I'll
wait, what about?
He's doing about games journalism.
Oh, right.
Lots of different questions. And he asked me one about diversity and stuff. And I was kind of saying, you know, it's getting better and stuff. And I was kind of saying, you know, and at the end of the day, look, other than the fact I'm a woman, I'm still white and fairly middle class.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm you know, I can't really...
Yeah, to say it's getting better, you're like, oh, well, it's good for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm great right now.
And it's,
really.
It's just kind of like, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not my place, you know. I don't know. It's a difficult one.
It's really difficult.
Yeah.
But not for us. which makes it really hard to talk about. So, I mean, obviously it sucks in many ways. I get, like, the creepiest comments. But, oh, like, yeah. I don't know. In some ways I'm like, well, at least I'm in a position where people are giving me creepy comments, I guess. I don't know.
No.
Ah!
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we have great jobs is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes. Cool. We should end on that slightly bittersweet note and leave everyone. You should all follow us on Twitter. I'm at Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at How Not To Draw.
And we're at Toku_podcast.
_.
And yeah, you should rate and review us.
Please do.
Like us on Facebook.
We'll check it. I'm going to check it right now.
We've now got 5 stars again.
So we got... Wait, what?
Well, because some person gave us 1 star.
You bastards!
I know.
What for?
So, I don't know. But they didn't leave a comment. So it went down to like 4 or 4.5. And I was like, no! But now it's back to 5. And I'm happy. You have to search for it.
I don't want to search for
okay,
it.
Okay, we shouldn't do this on the podcast. Okay. This is why we got 1 star. Okay, right. Oh my god, my laugh is really creepy there.
Thanks for listening, friends.
Okay,
bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.